Unit 10. Kombu will save the world. Blue carbon for a healthier planet. Most people know that planting trees is a good way to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the air. However, preserving and creating green space is not the only way to capture carbon from the air. Coastal and marine ecosystems can also play a major role. These ecosystems may include mangrove forests, seagrass meadows, and tidal marshes. They can capture and store a huge amount of carbon. To differentiate them from carbon capture on land, they are referred to as blue carbon. Blue carbon ecosystems are 5 to 10 times more effective than rainforests in removing carbon from the air. However, just like forests on land, when seagrasses and mangroves are destroyed, they release carbon back into the atmosphere, which contributes to global warming. The problem is that almost one-third of the world's seagrass has been lost in the last 150 years. In Japan, a network known as Blue Carbon has been formed with the goal to counteract global warming and to restore the richness of the sea. Healthy marine ecosystems are important to the world. 3 out of every 7 people in the world depend on seafood as their main source of protein, and about 44% of the world's population lives within 150 kilometers, 93 miles, of the ocean. It's quite amazing when you think of the power of algae beds in the sea, that is, places where seaweed and seagrass grow thickly. Not only do they absorb carbon dioxide through the seawater, but they also purify the water quality. In addition, they create a rich environment for fish to spawn. This is vital to the fishing industry and even tourism. The clean and clear sea is attractive for activities such as snorkeling and kayaking. As an island nation, Japan understands the importance of a healthy marine ecosystem. Looking at the website bluecarbon.jp, one can see a number of initiatives that bring together people from various backgrounds: scientists, fishermen, business leaders, students, and the general public. One of the projects featured on the Blue Carbon website is Yokohama-based Sachiumi Heroes, directed by Tatsunori Tomimoto. Their idea is to cultivate kelp, also known as kombu, in areas where the seabed has become barren. More kelp in the sea increases the amount of plankton, which feeds creatures and small fish, and in turn attract bigger fish. It is said that kelp can absorb 5 times as much CO2 as cedar, and can grow 4 meters in just 4 months. With the cooperation of local fishermen, Tomimoto has been working to promote kelp farming. Through his project, the ecosystem will regain circulation, and the environment of the sea will improve, he says. The city of Yokohama has initiated the Yokohama Blue Carbon Project, based on the concept of blue carbon ecosystems advocated by the United Nations. Projects such as the Sachiumi Heroes can be achieved by the participation of not only fishermen, but also many people in all parts of society. The continuation of such projects will help make our world a better place to live in for future generations.